主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll commence this afternoon service.
我们唱诗295首。
Please sing him 295. The teaching of foot washing.
然后接下去半个钟头，我们来讨论。
And then we spend another 30 minutes to discuss.
教义是我们教会的根基。
The doctrines are the essential foundation of our faith.
那教义就是我们从整本圣经里面把道理整理出来这个一些基本信仰。
We try to organize and consolidate all the important teachings in the Bible, and they become the essential doctrines.
那真耶稣教会有十大信条。
In the True Church, there are 10 basic beliefs.
全世界的真耶稣教会都一样。
And all the churches universal, all based on these 10 basic beliefs.
那真耶稣教会跟其他教会有什么不同呢？
So what are the major differences between the True Jesus Church and other denominations?
最重要是它的教义不同。
The main differences are the essential doctrines.
我们拜同一个神。
We all worship the same God.
相信同一个耶稣。
We believe in the same Jesus.
用同一本圣经。
And of course we use the same Holy Scripture.
但是我们对教义的了解不一样。
However, our understanding to the doctrines are different.
就好像保罗当时在传福音，那个时候没有新约圣经。
When Paul was preaching, the New Testament Bibles was not available yet.
那个时候保罗拿的是旧约圣经。
And Paul used only the Old Testament Scripture.
那犹太人他手里也是拿着旧约圣经。
And the Jews also use the Old Testament Scripture.
但不同在哪里？
And what are the differences?
他们用同一本圣经，但是对圣经的解释不一样。
The interpretation of the Bibles are different.
因此保罗他从神领受了这些道理后来写成了新约圣经。
And from what Paul had received from God, he completed most of the New Testament.
那今天一般基督教界跟我们用是同一本圣经。
And in the modern time, most of the Christian denomination use the same Bible.
但是有一些道理解释不一样。
Still, there are different interpretations to the scriptures.
那为什么道理会解释不一样？
Why do they interpret differently?
那关键在乎圣灵。
And the key is the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣说，只等真理的圣灵来，他就要引导你们明白。
Until the Holy Spirit comes, and He will guide you to understand the truth.
所以圣灵叫做真理的圣灵。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit is the truth.
那这个十大信条里面有一条叫做洗脚礼。
And among the 10 basic beliefs, one of which is the sacrament of foot washing.
那洗脚礼是真耶稣教会的三个典礼之一。
And foot washing is one of the three True Jesus Church's sacraments.
那洗脚礼可以分作典礼性跟教训性来了解。
And we can understand the sacrament of foot washing in salvation and also in cultivation.
这个典礼性就是跟得救有关。
And it is directly related to salvation.
那教训性跟我们灵修有关。
And the second part is the relation to cultivation.
那这个典礼性就是跟新受洗的人有关系。
Especially to those who are newly baptized.
对，他一定要接受洗礼。
So this is the sacrament that a true seeker has to go through.
但是教训性是跟每一个信徒有关系。
And it is also related to every believer.
如果我们没有做到这几点每一次洗脚礼对我们都是新的。
If we do not accomplish this, and every time in every foot washing is a new thing to us.
所以如果我们经过水界的道，把教会洗干净。那我们的灵性会更成长。
If we are baptized in the water by the word, then we will make a progress and the church will grow as well.
所以我们在洗脚礼那个典礼的时候，新受洗的是用水把它洗，但是已经受洗过的是用道来洗。
So those to a newly converted person, and he was baptized in the water. And to those who were converted, and they are washed by the words. They are cleansed by the words. Let's study this sacrament.
在整本圣经里面，西交里只有一章，就是约翰十三章提到。
Only in the Gospel according to John chapter 13 records about the foot washing.
那为什么它跟得救有关？
Why the foot washing is directly related to salvation?
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
约翰福音三章六十三章第六节。
John chapter 13 verse 6.
说哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”这彼得有个问号。
So Peter asked a question, Lord, are you washing my feet?
他称主耶稣为主。
He addressed Jesus as the Lord.
那脚是最脏的地方。
The feet are rather dirty and filthy.
你是我的主，你洗我的脚吗？
And Lord, are you washing my feet?
好，第七节
，verse 7。
耶稣说：“我所做的你不知道，后来你要明白。”
Jesus answered and said to him, "What I'm doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this."
这是奥秘。
It is a mystery.
第八节
，verse 8。
彼得说：“你永远不可以洗我的脚。”
And Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet."
那耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”
Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you,You have no part with me."
所以这个洗跟不洗有什么差别呢？
So what is the difference between being baptized and not being baptized, being washed and not being washed?
不接受耶稣洗脚就与主无份。
So if a person's feet are not washed by Jesus, then he has no part with him.
这个表示洗脚是为着要与主有份。
So foot washing is to have part with the Lord.
当然与主有份。我们将来才在神的国有份。
Then we will have a part in the heavenly kingdom.
可见这个洗脚礼从这一节圣经节来讲，就跟得救有关系。
As we just refer to verse 8, it is directly related to salvation.
因为彼得说我不敢接受你的洗。耶稣说我不洗你，你就与我无份。
In the beginning, Peter dared not to let Jesus washing his feet. However, in verse 8, Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
所以这个彼得马上就改变。
So Peter immediately changed his mind.
第九节
，verse 9.
不但我的脚，连手跟头也要洗。
Lord, not my feet, but also my hands and my head.
那主耶稣说不是的。洗过澡，把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed, not only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, and all of you."
所以主要洗脚是洗他的脚就可以了。
So after a person has taken a bath, his feet be washed.
所以我们现在真耶稣教会因为圣灵的带领跟启示，我们了解洗脚礼的重要。
In the True Jesus Church, we have a revelation from the Holy Spirit, and we thoroughly understand the importance of foot washing.
所以我们就要举办洗脚礼。
Therefore, we have the sacrament of foot washing.
要跟洗与主有份。
In order to have part with him.
那这个圣礼我们不能够哪一条来单哪一条来看其他的几条。
The sacrament cannot be used to
比方说我已经洗礼了，我没有领受圣餐，我可以得救吗？
For instance, if you have baptized, yet you do not partake in the Holy Communion, can I be saved?
我已经洗礼也得圣灵了，我没有受洗教礼，我可以得救吗？
Or I was baptized and yet also received the Holy Spirit, but I did not have the foot washing, could I be saved?
我们得救就是要照着主的话去做。
So in order to receive salvation, we have to do accordingly.
就是洗礼。
Water baptism,
然后得圣灵
to receive the Holy Spirit,
领受圣餐
and the participation in the Holy, to partake the Holy Communion,
接受洗脚
and also foot washing,
然后过圣洁的生活
and to live in a holy life.
那这样我们的得救就有把握了。
Then we have confidence in salvation.
好，所以后来彼得改变了。
So Peter changed his mind.
好， 那现在我们就在想这个教训性的道理。
Let's take a close look of the importance teaching.
这个教训性道理其实讲起来要、是相当难的。
There are a lot of profound teachings.
真耶稣教会五大教义啊、讲到最后都跟灵修有关系。
And all the five essential doctrines of Jesus Church are related to spiritual cultivation.
所以它不只是典礼，它讲到最后就是跟我们灵修有关系。
So these are not just sacraments; they are also related to spiritual cultivation.
那第一个教训就是十三章第一节。
As we may refer to verse 1, which is the first teaching.
就是耶稣爱门徒爱到底。
Jesus loved the disciples to the end.
所以这是他洗脚的动机。
This is the motivation of foot washing.
因为爱他们到底，所以洗他们的脚。
Since he loved them to the end, thus he washed their feet.
这个到底有两个意思。
There are two meanings refer to the end.
一个是时间上。
Which is the time.
就是爱到最后一口气。
Jesus loved them until his last breath.
一个是程度上。
It's also a difference of level.
程度就是爱到流下最后一滴血。
To love them until he dropped his last until his death.
所以如果爱到这个程度了，洗脚就不是困难了。
If even a person can sacrifice to his disciples, and therefore the performance of foot washing is no longer a difficult thing.
包括要洗那个要卖他的犹大也不困难。
Including wash the one who betray him.
所以爱这是一个动机。
For love is the motivation.
表现在洗脚上面。
And it has been manifested in the foot washing.
那第二个。
The second important teaching.
这个洗脚就是教导我们要谦卑服侍。
We ought to serve each other in humility.
这不是简单的。
It is not an easy task.
所以我们在教会里面、基本上没有像社会有所谓什么权力斗争，没有这个事情。
So in the church, there should be no power struggle.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会的榜样是耶稣。
Because Jesus Christ is the role model of the church.
所以我们加入教会要接受洗礼，就是要跟从耶稣的模式。
And when we join the church and receive water baptism, is to follow the examples of Jesus.
那耶稣的模式是什么？
So what is what are the examples of Jesus?
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们称我夫子，称我主，你们说的不错，我本来就是。所以主耶稣没有否定。他是夫子，他是主。
Jesus said that you call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am.
那这个夫子跟主，这个、本来就是比较尊贵的。
Teacher and teacher of the Lord is a noble character.
所以我们今天在教会里面呢、我们就是跟着主的榜样来做。
So we do things in the church by following the model of Jesus Christ.
那十四节。
Verse 14.
我是你们的主，你们父子尚且洗你们的脚，你们也应当彼此洗脚。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
那他是主，他是父子，他要怎么洗门徒的脚呢？
And Jesus Christ is the teacher and the Lord. How can he How could he wash the feet of the disciples?
就是要谦卑啊。
Showing his humility.
所以没有谦卑，你没有办法洗脚。
So if a person is without humility, he will not be able to do accordingly.
我们看马太福音二十章。
Let's refer to Matthew.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
到二十八节。
To 28.
耶稣叫他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。二十六节。
26.
只是在你们中间不可这样，就是在我们中间没有君王。
You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord you over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. 26. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desire to be come great among you, let him be your servant.
那下面说，你们中间谁为大的，就必做你们的用人；谁为首的，就做你们仆人。
And whoever desire to be first among you, let him be your slave.
所以在神的面前，教会里面谁最大呢？
So in the kingdom of God, who is who is the greatest?
就是愿意效法耶稣，谦卑服侍人，在神的面前，他就是最大。
Whoever desire to become great among you, let him be your servant.
那通常有的人会误会啊，教会里面的这个圣职人员好像是一种地位。
Some people mistakenly think that the ordained ministers are special ranks.
所以这个教会里面习教里一般就是由这个案例的这个圣职人员来做。
Therefore, in the church, the performance of the foot washing normally is done by the ordained ministers.
就是要代表主耶稣告诉大家，他们所事的职分其实是为着服事的。
Representing Jesus to wash the feet, trying to demonstrate to the believers that they are actually the servants.
所以，如果他们服事，他们在天国是最大的。
If they serve like a servant, and they are the great in the heaven.
那我们每一个信徒，如果我们也效法耶稣，我们服侍，我们在天国也是最大的。
And if every one of us follow the example of Jesus, then we become great in the heaven.
我们再看下面的二十七节。
Let's continue to read chapter 13, verse 27.
二十章啊，马太二十章二十七节。
哦，马太 ，OK。
谁为元首的，就做你们仆人。二十八节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 27. And whoever desire to be first among you, let him be your slave.
那正如人子来，不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，并舍命做多人的赎价。
Just the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life.A ransom for many.
所以主耶稣这个洗脚在教会行出来，告诉我们教会里面有一个次序。
So Jesus performed the foot washing, trying to tell us that is an order in the church.
那这个次序是什么
？And what is this order then?
我们看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's refer to the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 3,
二节
，verse 22.
第三章二十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 22.
或保罗，或基法，或世界。或生或死，现今的事，将来的事，全是你们的。二十三节。
23.
并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or the world or life of death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God.
这个保罗、亚波罗啊、彼得啊，都是很有恩赐的工人。
Paul, Apollos or Cephas, they are gifted servants.
他们是属信徒的。
And they belong to the believers.
那信徒是属基督的。
And the believers are Christ.
基督是属神。
And Christ is God's.
这是一个教会的次序。
And this is the order in the church.
不是信徒属工人。
And does it mean that the believers belong to the workers?
工人属基督。
And the workers belong to Christ.
基督属神。
And Christ belongs to God.
不是这样，如果这样，教会就有阶级。
And this is not the order stated in the Bible. Otherwise, there will be classes, there will be divisions in the church.
所以这个就讲啊，西教里就是谦卑服侍。
So the spirit of foot washing is to serve the Lord with humility.
那第三个就是接纳赦免。
And the third important teaching is to accept and forgive. Acceptance and forgiveness.
我们再回到约翰十三章。
Let's return to John chapter 13.
约翰十三章。
Let's refer to John chapter 13 again.
十一节。
Verse 11.
耶稣原知道要卖他是谁，所以说你们不都是干净。
For he knew who would betray him, therefore he said, "You are not all clean."
耶稣知道犹大要卖他。
Jesus knew that Judah was going to betray him.
为的是三十两银子。
For the 30 silver coins.
但是主耶稣洗犹大的脚。
Still Jesus washed Judah's feet.
为的是要感动他，让他回头。
And trying to make him to repent.
这个就是赦免，也是接纳。
This is the attitude of acceptance and forgiveness.
所以我们这个习教里就是在教会里面呢、我们有什么互相得罪的地方，要彼此赦免，互相接纳。
So if we offend each other, we should forgive each other mutually and accept each other mutually.
主耶稣赦免犹大。
Just like Jesus Christ have forgiven Judah. It's not an easy task.
这是西教里的精神。
These are the essential teachings of the Holy Spirit from washing.
有时候我们常常会想啊，西教里参加这么多，这个道理都听了很多次。
Perhaps we have a thought that we have been attending the foot washing so many times. I'm very familiar with this doctrine.
但是问题就是说，主要我们实行这个道理。
But the key point is God, Jesus Christ, want us to practice in our life.
那第四个就是要保守圣洁。
The fourth important teaching is to uphold holiness.
这里说把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Once the person is bathed and once the feet are washed, he is clean.
所以这个脚啊，代表我们的行为。
The feet symbolize our behavior, our conduct.
经过洗脚之后，我们的脚被主耶稣洗净了。
So after our feet are washed by Jesus Christ, we are cleansed.
所以要保守圣洁。
So we have to uphold and keep holiness.
走圣洁的路。
And to walk on a holy path.
所以天国路叫做义路。
Therefore, the path to the heavenly kingdom is called the righteous path.
所以要基督教里要叫我们圣洁。
This is another important teaching of the foot washing is to uphold holiness.
那现在几个讨论问题。
There are several questions several topics for this question.
请我们大家来讨论看看。
We are going to discuss all these questions.
这个也是一般基督教界我们跟他谈论的时候他会提出来的问题。
These are also the questions raised by the other denominations during the discussion.
第一个，有的人说这是犹太人的风俗。
Question number one, why does foot washing transcend, someone may claim that foot washing is a Jew's custom.
所以我们不需要洗脚。
And we don't need foot washing.
那洗脚里超越犹太人的风俗。
But the foot washing transcends Jew's custom.
为什么？我们来讨论看
看。And what are the reasons?
第二个。
Number two.
一般基督教就有洗脚礼吗？
Do Christian denominations practice foot washing?
为什么？
Why?
答案是没有，一般基督教界除了天主教以外。
Most of the Christian denominations except the Catholics do not practice foot washing.
天主教是把它当作教训，不是典礼。
The Catholic Church perform foot washing merely as a teaching, not as a sacrament.
那可否彼此洗脚？
Is it necessary to wash each other's feet?
因为十三章十四节说，你们也应当彼此洗脚。
As we just read in chapter 13, verse 14, that you also ought to wash one another's feet.
这里讲的彼此洗脚是什么意思？
And so what does Jesus mean?
这是教训性的。
This is just a teaching.
下面一个。洗脚里有洁净的功效吗？
Okay, foot washing cleanse one's sins.
这是有一些人在问的。
Some people raised this question.
我们的罪洁净是在洗礼。
Our sins are cleansed through the water baptism.
所以这个洗脚礼那个洁净啊，不是说在用那个水一洗啊，把我们的罪洗干净，不是那个意思。
So foot washing is not the same meaning as washing away our sins.
这个洗脚礼如果有洁净，就是我们听了这个道理，我们受感动悔改啊，神赦免我们的罪。那这是一种洁净，是借着道理把我们洁净。
So it means that we are cleansed by the words of God. You know, after listening to the words of God, we're touched and confessed, then our sins is cleansed.
不是那个水洗脚那个水。
It's not the water during the foot washing.
那第五个。
Number five.
洗脚里让你感受最深的是什么
？What touched you the most in foot washing？
我们就分组啊来讨论。
Now we're going to break up in three groups.
简称是在分组啊。
Discussion.
后面有这个讲义。
So there's a handout at the back.